2 Corinthians chapter 5, while you're turning, I'll pray. Dearly Father, we count a privilege to be able to come into your house. We truly do count a privilege to be able to come together to encourage one another in word and in song, and be able to look into your word and be strengthened for the battles that we face. I pray that you'll help us tonight as we look into your word. Encourage us, Lord. Give us direction in the day in which we live, that we might know how to go forward. Now help us, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. With so much going on in the world, it's really easy to get distracted, isn't it? Because everything's changing, there's pressures in every direction, and yet we as Christians still have a calling, in spite of the changing circumstances. You know, there's times our jobs change, and my boss reminds me frequently that the job requirements, or what's expected, hasn't changed, even though how we approach it has changed. And in our Christian life, that's even more true, because we still have a calling as God's people. We still have a calling individually, and circumstances around us will change again. I mean, our own circumstances change as we move through life, and collectively our circumstances may change. So I thought about this. We really need God. I mean, that's what our nation... I go back to this, and I'll continue to go back to it, because what we need is an intervention from God. There's a lot of other short-term stopgap things I think we need. I think we need God's intervention in politics. I think we need God's intervention in our judicial system. I think we need God's intervention and stopgap measures to restrain evil. But the real solution is that our society, our country, our world's in desperate need of help that only comes from God. Breaking it down a little closer, people all around us need the Lord. They need His help now. I mean, they need His help now to live life, to know how to live life. Your family, your friends, your neighbors, they need God. They need God to help them navigate life. But they certainly need His help when this life comes to an end. Amen? No matter how it goes for them in this life, they're going to need His help when life comes to an end. And we have a task to do, and that's really what's on my heart tonight. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we're ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead to be reconciled to God. Paul starts out this passage we read by saying, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You know, we need reminded of that. We are a new creation in Christ. We're not the same person we used to be before we met Jesus, right? We're not the same person we used to be before we come to know the Lord. Well, what changed? What changed? We didn't look a whole lot different, most of us. We may dress a little different. We didn't look a whole lot different. We didn't sound a whole lot different. Well, what changed? Well, the big change was on the inside. A new inside. New inner self and our soul and our spirit, right? We change from loving ourselves above everything else to loving God and valuing others equal with ourselves. Amen?
Yes.
We're a new creation. Loving God above everything else and loving others as ourselves. We have a new relationship with God. We're not enemies of God anymore. We're not even just subjects. We're not just His creation. We have become friends with God. His children. Amen. We were once in opposition to God, even if we didn't know it. We were in opposition to God. We were enemies of God, even if we didn't know it. And some of us knew enough to know it. Amen. That's why we were convicted of what we were doing and where we was at. But not only did that animosity go away, but we're brought into a close relationship with God. Not only that, but we found new purpose in life. We have our life rearranged because we found the real meaning of life and what life revolves around. They put it in perspective of the big picture. We have a new outlook on life, a new hope in life. Amen? We have a new attitude toward life. We have a new attitude within. If we're a new creature, we've been changed from being bitter and disagreeable and unhappy to somebody who's content, at peace, agreeable. Amen? Joy, mercy, compassion, forgiveness. All these, our attitudes changed inside. We have a new way of living. And it's not just a strict set of rules. It's a new way of treating people, a new way how we value people, how we value relationships, what we expect of ourselves in relationships, how we treat one another, how we think about one another. Amen?
Yes.
We're a new creation in Christ. That's one thing I think sometimes we get too familiar with church and we forget that. We're a new creation in Christ. And we've been given a new calling in life. Paul said that all things are of God, who reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled unto God. We've been given the ministry of reconciliation. What we experienced in being reconciled with God, we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. In fact, Paul says we are Christ's ambassadors. What's an ambassador? Well, an ambassador is a personal representative. It's an agent. It's a messenger, if you will. It's somebody that speaks on somebody else's behalf, represents them. When we send an ambassador to another nation, they represent the United States and that administration. They represent them to that country. They're the voice. They're the channel through which the message comes. We are ambassadors. We've been entrusted by God to be his ambassadors to this lost world. Amen? We've been sent as God's personal representatives, his agents, his messengers. Think about that. Jesus Christ gave his life to save the world, and he entrusted that mission to you and I of carrying that word forward. That which he gave his very life for, he commissioned us to carry out. He no longer is going and witnessing to people. He no longer is spreading. He has commissioned us, as Paul said, we're his ambassadors. So then, as though God did beseech you by us, as if God is beseeching people to be reconciled to him through you. Amen? I don't know if you see that the way it struck me. What Jesus gave his very life for, he's entrusted to you and me to carry out in the saving of this world. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. That's our mission. And here's our message. Be reconciled to God. That ought to be what's on our mind when we're among our friends, our families, our neighbors. An avenue by which not just to tell them stuff. You know, the idea isn't just that we get the word out. It isn't just, oh, they were told. The idea is we are agents trying to reconcile God and them, trying to bring them to a proper reconciliation, a proper relationship with him. Amen? We've been given the message and ministry of reconciliation. Reconciliation is to bring back from hostility to friendly terms. I mean, to reconcile people who are fighting is to put them on right terms again. To change from animosity to friendship. And really, from being enemies of God and at odds with God to being friends of God. Amen? And his very children. It's God that made this possible, right? It was man's sin that separated him from God. And this passage says, all things are of God, who reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us a ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing the trespass unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. If we'd read just a couple of verses farther in verse 21, he says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. This is our calling and our message. When we're out and about, that ought to be on our mind, that we are Christ ambassadors. I'm sure that when our ambassador to some other country is out and about, he isn't constantly talking about the United States and doing this. But he is showing himself, if he's what he ought to be a good example of what a citizen of the United States ought to be. He's showing himself to be a good representative, presenting our country in a good light, but also showing himself to be what people would think he ought to be, right? And that's our calling and our message. Be reconciled to God. Think about that. You're authorized to offer reconciliation to the Creator of the universe on His behalf. You are authorized to offer reconciliation. Now, God's already laid out the terms. He's paid the price. But you are authorized to offer reconciliation to the very Creator of the universe. Amen?
Yes.
It's God's message. But we're his spokesman, we're his messenger, we're his ambassadors. We're carrying that message. Amen? It's God that reconciled, it's God that did the work, but he's entrusted us with that message of reconciliation. Here's the truth, the world really needs God, but they have no idea. That's the real truth. People have no idea that they need God. They have no idea that's a cure for what ails them. Honest. The vast majority of people you see, they're so morally ignorant. They're so ignorant of the way reality is, how they view what is real and what isn't. They're ignorant of that. You know the truth. Amen?
Yeah.
You know the truth about life. You know the truth about God. You know the truth about our existence here and hereafter. Amen? You know the work God did in salvation. You have experienced it. Not only heard about it, you've experienced the change that people need. What you experienced in your life and salvation, that change is what people around us need. Amen? And we're to carry that message of reconciliation to the world around us. As much as we have influence in our sphere of influence. And like I say, it isn't just a matter of standing on the street corner reading scriptures or preaching. It's a matter of being an ambassador so that everything we do in our life is bearing out the goodwill of God, the message of God, this message of reconciliation. Amen? The way we act, that we show the change salvation brings, that we show how good life would be if everybody was saved. If everybody would live as God instructs us to live, what a great world this would be. We can't even imagine. If everybody treated each other the way God said, if everybody conformed their lives within the bounds God laid out, we can't even imagine how good life would be. That's going to be heaven. Amen? But the more influence of the gospel we have here, the greater or the closer this life becomes to heaven. That's why when the body of Christ is functioning the way it ought to, when we come together and it's functioning the way it ought to, it's close to heaven. Amen? You can feel it in the midst when people love one another, when they're concerned about doing what's right, concerned about treating each other right. There's no better place to be than in a group of people doing that. And that consistently ought to be what happens in the body of believers. It ought to be a microcosm of what the world would look like, the kingdom of God on display. We know the kingdom of God's God's rule within us, but it's on display in the corporate body of believers, in the church. It's on display. And what it shows is what life could be like for everybody.
Right.
if they knew the Lord. And we're His ambassadors. As much as we have opportunity, we certainly should be living in such a way that shows the effects of that reconciliation. It should be central to our life, so it's top of mind, top of mouth, when we have an opportunity. Amen? I mean, when you're an ambassador to a country, I am positive, there's constantly that thought, I represent the United States. I represent their interest. I you know, every place they go, everything they do, it isn't just them, it's they represent. And that ought to be our thought also. We represent this great salvation. We represent God. And that ought to be part of our ministry, is a ministry of reconciliation. How far it can go? Well, I don't know. But at least it can go as far as your influence does, right? If we begin to think of ourselves in that terms, when we get up and go out in the morning, that, hey, I'm ambassador for Christ today. I'm looking much as I can to help bring reconciliation. What this world needs, and they don't know, people don't know this. People don't, honest to goodness, vast majority of people need the Lord don't know they need the Lord. They don't. They're not happy. They're not satisfied. They have no idea what they need. I can guarantee the vast majority of the leaders of our country don't know what it really needs to happen to see our problem solved. But now think about this. World leaders, leaders of our nation, you know something they don't know. You really do. And I'm not exaggerating. You know the truth about what reconciliation with God can do for people individually and collectively. You know that by experience. So let's not be shy. You don't have to. Again, it ain't about winning the argument. It's about helping people see that the real need is to be rightly related, that there is a living God, a true and living God to which we're all going to give an account, who created all this, who's over all this. We're going to give an account. And yet that God's merciful and kind, and that He's provided by His own Son a way for us to be brought into right relationship with Him in a heartbeat. Amen? And that life can be new. A new creation. I know you can't get people from where they are to that all at once, but let's chip away at it. Amen? Let's be good ambassadors while we're out there working, influencing, doing what we can to bring people to where they need to be. Amen? Amen. May God bless you. Thankful for each